All right, so this is because I live a jism appreciation life. This is a little not fic thing that jism wrote on Tumblr and read by Lattice Frames. Random psych headcanon of the day. So I think that when Sean was a kid, before his mom left, she made some fantastic meal one night, maybe for a birthday or something. And upon finishing said meal, Henry leaned back in his chair, patted both hands against his stomach, and turned to Sean and said, "It's true what they say. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach." Which is great, except then that sentiment had 2 decades to run itself through the Sean Spencer filter of selective listening and laziness, and went from meaning the way to a man's heart is making him food, to the way to a man's heart is providing him with food, to the way to a man's heart is suggesting you eat some food because Sean. And so, not unlike Wesley and the Princess Bride with as you wish, what Sean really means every time he turns to Gus and says jerk chicken, or tacos, or corn nuts, is I love you. But of course, Gus does not know this because it's kind of indistinguishable as an I love you. Especially when you consider that Gus has seen Sean eating Chinese food at a crime scene. Gus kind of assumes that Sean means I love food when he says these things, and to be fair, he's not wrong. Sean does love food. He just loves Gus more. That's why it's so hard to tell him. But then one day they're at the station and Jules is talking about the new guy she's dating and how she's not sure if they're on the same page affection-wise, and Sean, offhand, is like, "Well, you know what they say. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach." But he can't quite help but look at Gus as he says it, and it must be too honest, whatever's on his face, because Gus stares at him for a long minute before he looks away and comes up with some excuse for them to leave. And they get outside, right? And Sean's just walking along all innocent when Gus says, "Sean." And when Sean turns to him, Gus makes the, like, stealing my resolve face that Sean usually only sees before they're going to do something really seriously dangerous. And then he leans in and presses his lips to Sean's really quickly, like a test, before he pulls away and sets his jaw and raises his eyebrows, all, "Your move, I dare you." And say what you will about Sean Spencer, but the man can think on the fly. So he reaches out and grabs Gus by the lapels and just kisses the crap out of him. The kind of huge, hungry, frantic kissing that's pretty indecent to be doing in front of a police station. But Gus is kissing back, so who cares, right? And eventually they have to stop kissing because the chief and Lassie and Jules and Buzz are all standing on the steps, like, and Sean is all, "And now we shall adjourn to the Blueberry. Good day." But when they get in the car, he runs out of things to say, is just sitting there, shell-shocked, and so happy all his chatter is dried up for once, his thumb brushing against his bottom lip. And then Gus grins at him, big and wide, and like he's just figured out 6 years of Sean being totally fucking in love with him. And he probably has, that's the thing. If anyone could, it's Gus. So Sean clears his throat and clears it again and says, "Jerk chicken?" And Gus shakes his head, drops his eyes, shrinks his smile down to something smaller and quieter and so intimate that Sean wouldn't be able to look directly at it if this was anyone else, and says, "You know that's right." Thank you for listening, and you can leave feedback for Jism at her Tumblr, or for me on Dreamwidth at lattice-frames.dreamwidth.org.